Hello and welcome to the Norwegian edition of the Gambler Betting Podcast. We've reached week five in Norway this week, and I'm joined by Greg and David for a look ahead to this week's best bets. How's it going, guys?
Yeah, doing good, thank you.
Good, good. David will get you give us a wee recap of what's been happening in Norway. We didn't manage a podcast last week. Greg was away at a wedding. We couldn't quite squeeze one in. But there's a familiar look at the top of the table, I suppose, with Oda Glimt, Molde and Brann occupying the top three positions.
Yeah, maybe a little bit false with Molde and Brann having played five games so far. But yeah, Oda Glimt played Molde last week. Completely outplayed them for 90 minutes and only managed to get a 1-1 draw. Molde scored from a corner, really scrappy goal. So Bode will be really disappointed that they're not four wins at four, if they're completely honest. Molde had lost in the midweek to Odd at home, which is a huge surprise. So Molde and Brann, having played five, have both got 10 points. Bode didn't play four, 10 points. And Rosenborg, Anselm's Godset, sitting with 9 points from three wins out of four games. So solid starts for those two as well. Anselm's Godset, the only team that have beaten Rosenborg so far. A positive start for the new manager at Rosenborg.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a wee second because Rosenborg host Bodø Glimt this weekend. I think that's the only game on Saturday this weekend, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
We'll get to that soon. Not too much to go on so far, but as I say, starting to take a familiar shape in the latest evening on the table so far. Greg, we'll discuss Brann when we get to them later on. They're absolute corner machine so far.
Yeah, they have been. They weren't last week, unfortunately. But other than that, so far, they've been hitting well into double figures in each match. And I know that David also fancies corners in the Coffer Brann match as well. So, yeah, looking forward to discussing that one.
Yeah, and we'll have a wee look at Obosligan and we'll touch on some of the lower league stuff that might be coming up this weekend as well. Let's kick off with that Rosenborg game. David, as you say, Glimt probably a bit disappointed not to have a perfect record at the top of the table. We've discussed Rosenborg's new manager, a fairly decent start. I'm just wondering whether we should we be lulled into a false sense of security with Rosenborg? Have they had a favourable run of fixtures, or is there positive signs under the new gaffer?
There is a bit of both, I think, is fair to say. There has been a favourable run of fixtures. They've played Haugesund, they've played Strømsgodset, they've played HamKam, and the first game of the season, which is gone away from my mind so far. What was...
I'll tell you in a sec. Was it Strømsgodset?
No, that was the game they lost. Yeah, Sandefjord at home. So they played Sandefjord at home, they played HamKam at home. Probably the two easiest home games you'll get this season. Just about went to Haugesund last week, did really well, and they lost it to Strømsgodset. So I think results wise, it's a really good start. Performance wise, it's been an okay start, but I think there's definitely a lot still to come. I think last week, if you look a bit closer at the stats, what happened? I mean, Haugesund had 23 shots to Rosenborg's 9. XG was over 3 for Haugesund to 2.3 for Rosenborg. So Rosenborg creating plenty of chances and stuff, but they are giving away a lot of chances. Not quite the finished article by any means. And if you look at player to player, they're just so far behind Bodø Glimt. I think, and also I was just reading before I came on that it looks like their central defender who they signed in the summer, Nemčić, and he looks like he's going to miss this weekend, which is a really big blow. He started really well, looks like their best defender. If he's not playing, it leaves a bit of an issue somewhere in the team, whether that's one of the midfielders moving back to play defence or bringing in a very young defender to play central defence. It's not ideal when you're coming up against the champions.
Yeah, I'm kind of already trying to get ahead of you, David, the way you're talking here. I think it's probably going to be goals for Glimt, and I'm trying to find your favourite bet of a goal each half for the visitors.
Yeah, goal each half would be nice. 2.5 for Bodø Glimt. That is definitely one thing that's very possible. One thing that is an issue is Lerkendal. The pitch isn't very good just now.
Awful, isn't it? Really
yeah,
bad.
It's really poor. The weather's been a little bit milder this week. They've not played in it now for a couple of weeks, so hopefully it's a bit better than it was. I'm going to Lochinvar on Saturday to watch with my boss. My boss is a big Bowling Green fan, so we're going together.
A great place to watch football, David, isn't it? A great place.
I mean, even better when you've been treated to VIP.
Yes.
By Ringnes beer. Thanks to them for treating us to VIP.
There are other beers available. I must have that.
really, really looking forward to that. The pitch isn't great. I like Bowling Green goals. I think I like Bowling Green. The prices maybe are just a bit short away from home. It's a little bit tough. But one thing I do like, and I talked about it before the Lillestrøm game. So the last time we were on, Bowling Green were due to play Lillestrøm, and I said, I think Bowling Green are going to score a lot of goals at some point. They're just waiting to break out. And they went to Lillestrøm 1-5-0. So that week I had on Lillestrøm Glimt on the Asian goal line was 2.075. That was for the Lillestrøm game. That obviously came in with 5 goals. This game has a really similar feel to it for me, and it is exactly the same price for the over 3.0 Asian goal line again. And I'm more than happy to take it on. I think Rosenborg have goals in them. They've scored 6 so far this season. Defensively, they look decent, but as I say, their best defender is most likely out for this one. And Bode Glimt scored 5 last time they went away, which was to Lillestrøm, which is meant to be a tough place to go as well. So I can see this game having plenty of goals, and Bode Glimt's probably been the main participants in it.
Glimt at 8-11 don't look that bad a price then, based on what you've said.
It's not bad. It's maybe a tiny bit short for away from home and with a pitch. And Rosenborg maybe just having a bit of confidence. Should be a good crowd as well. I think we're talking near full at Lerkendal, so should be a decent atmosphere. Ole Sater scored 2 goals for them last week. He's back in form. I think there's definitely an argument that Rosenborg will score here, but I just think Glimt will have too much for them in the 90.
Yeah. Greg, I know that you like to focus on corners, and it's probably just as well you're not focusing on goals in the latest season so far. Just 1 game going over 2.5 last week, and there has been a bit of a shortage of goals so far.
Yeah, it started off well on match day one, but it's kind of quietened right down over the last few weeks, which makes it a little bit more difficult when you are trying to find a goals angle. So no surprise we haven't had any goals angles at all in the last couple of weeks. I think we, on the channel, we highlighted Christiansund at home to Tromso. I know David and I kind of spoke at the start of the season that we thought Tromso would struggle, mm-hmm. and they have. So it's maybe best trying to find teams to win at the moment in the Eliteserien rather than trying to find goals.
Yeah. Okay, David, so recap that goals bet for us again.
Yes, the 3.0 in the Asian goal line. So money back if there's only 3 winner. If there's more than 3, it's 2.075.
Sounds good. Let's have a wee look at Coffa v Brann. Greg, we spoke about corners there, and we spoke about Brann corners. Didn't deliver 4 his last week, but prior to that, they'd hit 10, 14 and 19 in their opening 4 games of the season. You quite fancy a corners angle on this one as well?
Yeah, I do. We'll give them another chance, Brann. I think they'll hit plenty of corners this season, already have. Last weekend's game, I think they only managed 1 in the first half, maybe 2. I think they got 5 overall. So the lowest count of the season so far. But they're a bit of Coffa who've, to be fair, for a really good start so far to the season in the top flight. I will say that, I'll caveat that with the fact that they have, in my opinion, had a pretty kind start in terms of fixtures. They've played all the sides really you're thinking will be struggling at the bottom end of the season. So this is their biggest test now in terms of them playing one of the league's best sides or better sides. And I think Brann at 4-6, I get, as David said about Bode, that's a bit short still, I think. 4-6 away from home.
Yeah, and this is the first game at Coffa's Stadium. So they played the first two home games at Vålerenga Stadium. And this will be the first home game, so at their stadium. So Ekeberg has been, I think, extended to around 4,000 or something like that. And so it's a first home game in Eliteserien officially for Coffa.
So that's why they were on the podcast for that information. So that makes that 4-6 look even skinnier now that it's back at their home pitch. But I do think Brann will have too much for them. And I do think Brann will get back on the corners trail. And I think there's some nice angles on this one for Brian Connors. But even money to hit seven, I think there's every chance they'll do that. But I must admit, I really like the look of Bran to hit three corners in each half. So Bran over 2.5 corners in each half pays 7-5, which I think is got a really good chance.
Yeah, and David, you had picked out a corners angle on this one as well.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Greg. I looked at the Bran corners, which was even money for 7+, which looks really good. But I just like a quick look at the stats for the team corners and the top two in the league are Bran and Coffa. Coffa have hit 6.5 on average. They've hit 19 in total in their two home games so far. So match corners looks like the way to go for me in this one. So over 10.5 on the Asian corners is 1.9. I know over 11.5 is usually a bit frowned upon, but 2.37 for over 11.5 match corners, that looks pretty good as well. I think it's a game that is going to have quite a lot of corners. Coffa, one thing is they've not really been sitting in deep and just soaking up pressure. They do try and attack. Bran, fully attacking, press high. I think it's a game with plenty of corners. I like all the angles we talked about.
Yeah, Coffa would have been delighted to get that first win under their belt last week as well, David.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely massive. Sarpsborg really struggling. I mean, I guess I shouldn't be too surprised. Sarpsborg did lose essentially their three best attacking players, so it's not easy to replace that. But Sarpsborg at home, you would fancy them to beat Coffa. I mean, they've lost 2-0 and pretty much a deserved win for Coffa as well. So a really, really big win for them. And yeah, they'll be looking to get things underway at home, but they couldn't have asked for a much tougher fixture.
Mm-hmm. Whilst we're talking about Sarpsborg, then let's have a wee look at their game this weekend. They are away to Tromsø. As you mentioned, Greg, we kind of predicted pre-season in our anti-post podcast that Tromsø might struggle this season. I don't think we probably expect them to start the season with three straight defeats, though. Chance for them to get points on the board this weekend, or even money at home to struggling Sarpsborg?
I don't know. I think two struggling sides at the moment. Sarpsborg obviously struggling as well. I really wish Tromsø were playing somebody else, not at home to Sarpsborg. It's probably a match I'm going to leave alone. I don't think you can back Tromsø at even money. I think that's too short, given how they've started the season. They did get a cup win last night, I think. A 6-0 victory in the cup. But other than that, obviously lost to Kristiansund, who I thought at 13-8 were a really good price. They've lost at Haugesund, obviously they lost to Brann as well. So not a great start. Probably a match best left alone, unfortunately, which is annoying because I'd love to continue backing against Tromsø, but I don't think this is the match to do it in, just on the basis that Sarpsborg have really struggled so far.
Yeah. David?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's really difficult. Sarpsborg actually played in the cup tonight as well, and they beat Hunafoss 2-1, which is the second division team, I think, Hunafoss. So yeah, Sarpsborg got a win in midweek as well. It's a tough one. I expected Sarpsborg to be better than what they are. They played all right against Fredrikstad and drew 2-2. But last week they were really poor. Tromsø have looked really toothless in attack. Oh, they scored 2 against Brann in that first game, but they were already 3-0 down at that point. So, yeah, a tough one to call this. I think, definitely best left alone. The only thing maybe Tromsø have going for them is that Sarpsborg played tonight and Tromsø played last night, and it's a long journey up to Tromsø, obviously, as well, from the south.
They seem to have lost that kind of advantage, I suppose. You know, we always kind of spoke on the podcast about how difficult a trip it is for anyone to go so far north.
Yeah, I mean, it still is. I mean, but I think this weekend as well, it's to be quite nice. It's 6 degrees and sunshine. Is that nice?
That's nice. Roasting. That's off, David.
So yeah, it should be. It'll probably be a tight game. I don't expect it to be too open because I think Sarpsborg need to get something there. They don't want to slip to another defeat.
Yeah. Okay, let's jump back up to the top of the table. Molde, they host Haugesund. David, Molde just 1-4 to win. And I'm guessing this probably looks like it should be a routine win for the hosts.
Yeah, it should be. Molde, they've looked good. Like last week, I thought they were quite poor last week. Like against Bodø Glimt, they didn't really attack much. They did have quite a few injuries, which looks like it should have solved itself a little bit this week. And Gulbrandsen's kind of back in training, Eikrem's back in training. So they went to Glimt with a little bit of a weakened team and didn't really take any chances. Got away with a draw. They'll be happy with that, and they'll be looking to get back to winning ways at home. Expect them to beat Hauge soon, who are usually better at home. They play in grass back home, and every time they go away to Ashworth pitches, they seem to struggle. I think.
Having said that, their two wins have come away from
home. Yeah, that is true.
Just to completely contradict what you said.
I think, though, their away games have been against Tromsø and Odd, and their home games have been against Lillestrøm and Rosenborg, so probably a little bit of a difference in team quality, but... Yeah, I mean, I just think Molde will be too good for them. I wouldn't back Molde at that price. 1-4 looks really, really short, but it's hard to see anything other than a home win.
Both Strømsgodset and Kristiansund have got an eye in the top four spot as well, David. They meet on Sunday. Strømsgodset just one defeat. A really good start for them, three wins in a row, and they might take advantage if Glimt can beat Rosenborg, then a chance for them to move into the top four.
Yeah, a really good start for them, obviously, beat Rosenborg, beat Koffa 3-1, convincing win, and last week went to Hamar and beat Hamar Kamaratnet 1-0 as well. Solid start, relatively easy fixtures in the last two with Hamcam and Koffa, but yeah, they've looked okay. Defensively, pretty good. Looked pretty solid. And they score a lot of goals from set pieces. They scored again from a set piece last week. They've got the James Ward-Prowse of Norwegian football with Herman Stengel. He just puts it on, and they've got two big lumps of centre-halves that are very good at attacking the ball. So very dangerous from set pieces. Expect them to beat Kristiansund this week, although Kristiansund have probably been surprisingly decent so far this year.
Yeah, bookies Strømsgodset 19-20 at the moment, David.
It feels a bit Hibsy, that. It does feel a bit.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You want to back it, but you're not sure whether you should or not. But
yeah,
it's hard.
They've not looked that good in attack. Like in attack, they've looked a little bit like lacking something. I mean, they've got Melkerson from Hibs, which is maybe something to do with it. They just look.
But saying that, they haven't shipped many goals though.
No, they do look solid defensively.
Yeah,
I just think
again that probably bodes well for a low scoring match potentially.
Yeah, I think so.
I wanted to touch on Viking's visit to Odd. Not the best of starts for Viking. Just 5 points from their opening four games. We kind of need to talk about Odd, David, because we never got the chance last week after they had gone to Molde and pulled off a surprise 2-1 win.
Yeah, I mean, a fantastic win at Molde. They had, it was a proper daylight robbery, three shots, two goals. Just a really good result. And a couple of young guys scoring goals. Faniel Tewelde is 17. He looks like the big talent coming out of Odd. He is strong, he's quick, he's got a good finish. He looks really good. And the other one is Bork Bang Ketelsen. He's 19. He scored as well. He looks really tidy as well. He's kind of left-footed, playing off the right. So they've got a young team, but really exciting young team, Odd. And
how did they fare last week, David? Obviously, they got beat by Bran, but I've seen it was a penalty and a late goal that secured the points for Bran.
Yeah. I mean, they were outplayed by Bran, definitely outplayed or massively outplayed. Bran are a really good team though, and especially at home, they're very tough to beat. They kind of hung in that game and then lost the late goal. I don't think they'll finish top six. Even I think top half is a good season because they do have a lot of young players. But yeah, I think that win at Molde has given them a lot of confidence this week. Obviously at home, but and quite a big price, like 3.1 at home to Viking, who haven't started well. But I think Viking have looked decent. Like against Bodø Glimt, they did okay, and they lost 2-0. apart from that, they've drew with Bran, which was a really good game. One of the best.
Pretty tough start to the season, haven't they? Viking.
They have.
Pretty tough start. Fredrikstad.
They should have beat Fredrikstad last week. They dominated that game. They lost the both games. Yeah, they beat Sarpsborg at home. Goals have not been flowing. Obviously, they've only scored three, which is a surprise because they have a really good attack. So I think it's one of those ones that it will click eventually.
Home to Tromso week after next.
That's the one. I do think they'll beat Odd this week. I think they'll probably be too good for them. But it's just a little bit short away from home, given how they've started the season.
Okay, so a couple of games we've not touched on. David, any thoughts on Fredrikstad v Sandefjord or Lillestrøm v Hamkam?
Yeah, I mean, Sandefjord looked really poor. Lost home to Lillestrøm last week, although they were probably a little bit unlucky to lose home to Lillestrøm, who have also not looked great. But, yeah, I think Sandefjord are really, really lacking a goal scorer as well. Goals for them is going to be hard to come by. Fredrikstad, probably better against teams near the top. Like they're better at defending than they are attacking. So I think like the one game you would have expected Fredrikstad to win was a home game against Sarpsborg, maybe. And that was the game they kind of got outplayed in a little bit. So, yeah, I think it's a hard one to call. I'd probably have them as favourites over Sandefjord, just because Sandefjord haven't looked so good. But it's even money for a newly promoted team.
It'd be a pun, wouldn't it? Even money pun.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah. And what about the other one, Lillestrøm, who are 4-7 at home to Hamkam, who haven't got going this season at all?
Not at all. Hamkam haven't got going. Lillestrøm don't look great either. Has to be said. They were almost outplayed by Sandefjord last week at times, which isn't ideal. But they got the win, and they've got one of the best goal scorers in the league, which is Thomas Lenn Olsen. Thomas Lenn Olsen is, just always seems to be in the right place at the right time. And against a Hamkam team who's really struggled so far to score, basically. Hamkam are just lacking anyone that looks like they're going to put the ball in the net. They've got one goal in five games, and that was in the first game in the draw with Koffa. So they've lost four in a row without scoring. 1-0, 1-0, 1-0, and 1-0. So, yeah, defensively pretty good, offensively pretty poor. A game that I don't think will be many goals, but if there is goals, Thomas Lenn Olsen is definitely going to be among them, I would have thought.
Yeah, Hamkam not doing much for the goals per game ratio in the way they see it.
No, they're not helping.
So, Greg, we've got the corners bet at Bran. Anything else from Elite this evening for you this week?
No, I think we spoke about Strom's Godset as a potential single home to Kristiansund. I think at the moment, probably more than happy just to be on the Bran corners. There's enough in the lower leagues probably to keep us busy and potentially from the Obersligaen as well.
Yeah, okay, so let us look at the Obersligaen. Things are very tight there at the top, aren't they? Sogndal and Kongsvinger lead the way, just 8 points, though, after four games. The much-vaunted Vålerenga mid-table, David, pretty poor start, a 1-0 draw. I presume that was the derby last week against Lyn Oslo?
Yeah, huge derby, completely sold out at Ullevål, which is the national stadium. So, yeah, huge crowd to see Lyn Oslo versus Vålerenga. Vålerenga 1-0 up, looked pretty good in the first half, and then Mies Riis, I think is how you say it. he's from the Netherlands. He's 21, signed from Utrecht in the winter. He got sent off just before half time, and then they conceded a goal just right on half time, and managed to hold on for the 1-0 draw in the second half. But a really poor start to the season for Vålerenga, who I have to say I fancied them to run away right at the start of the season, but it's not started so well. But as I say, nobody's really started great. Sogndal Kongsvinger unbeaten with two wins and two draws, but nobody's really taken the league by storm. If anything,
they're only 3 points off the top, aren't they?
Yeah. If anything, it's probably Stabæk that's looked the best so far. They've had a draw at Ålesund, they beat Vålerenga away, and they beat Brynne at home. So I think I think Stabæk's probably the one that's looked the best out of the relegated team so far.
Yeah, so they're on
the moment.
Sorry, Greg.
Sorry, I was going to say that at the moment there's only 7 points separating top and bottom after four games. So there's not really a lot in it. There's still four teams who've yet to win. So Sana, Mjøndalen, and Start, and Raufoss have all had pretty poor starts to the season. However, Levanger and my new favourite club, Egersund, have a tremendous start. Egersund can go top. Depending on how things go, they've got a game in hand so far. Played 3-1-2, but there's been 17 goals so far in their opening three matches. 10 scored and 7 again. So Egersund games for goals seems to be the correct approach so far.
Yeah, and that, as you say, that Levanger start, obviously beaten last time out, David, but they are into the last 16 of the Norwegian Cup as well.
Yeah, it's been a good start to the season, obviously for Levanger, and I think I kind of expected that they would be better than the bottom team. Like they were unbeaten last year in Division 2, which isn't absolutely not easy to do. But yeah, a bit of crashing down to earth last week. I think they were 2-0 down after 10 minutes at home to Kongsvinger, which was obviously the opposite of what happened in the game against Moss at home, which they won 5-0. So yeah, bit of a crash down, but they go to they go to Sandnesulf this week, which is a game that they'd be looking to win. Sandnesulf started the season with two defeats, but they've since bounced back with a win and a draw. So yeah, Levanger have started pretty well, and obviously top scorer in the league with 6 goals so far, Sanil Bajadzic, has really taken the league by storm in his first ever season at this level.
Yeah, Greg, I know that you are quite keen to have a wee look at Vålerenga. Corners, obviously not quite as many markets in the Obosligan for the corners for us.
No, there's no team corners, unfortunately. However, we can still got on match corners. And I think there's been at least 11 corners now in their opening matches for Vålerenga. So something to think about. Obviously, a lot of their games so far have been pretty tight. Teams probably sitting in and defending against Vålerenga. So that may be how things pan out for them. A lot of frustratingly, maybe low-scoring matches, but racking up plenty of corners.
Yeah, and maybe a bit like Eliteserien and David, it's hard for us to get a real handle on any kind of form in Obosligan at the moment. You mentioned Stabæk already, and they kind of look like the standout bet this weekend at 11-10 away to Osana.
Yeah, I think it looks like a really good price. I watched the Stabæk Vålerenga game, and they looked really good. They have a couple of really good attacking players who, yeah, probably too good for this level. So they signed last summer, they signed a guy called Rasmus Vinje from the second, maybe the third division. And he did really well last year. He looked like a really exciting young player, and he's taken that form onto this season as well so far. I think he, along with Diabate, who scored a few goals so far this season as well, look like they could really do well for Stabæk this year. I think that price away to Åsane looks about as good a price as anything this weekend in Norway. Åsane, 3 draws to start the season. They drew at Ranheim, they drew home to Sogndal, they drew at home to Levanger. So a third home game out of the first four they've yet to win. I think Stabæk look really, really good to win that one this weekend.
Yeah, and just looking at that Vålerenga game that Greg was talking about, Vålerenga just 4-6 to win away to Mjøndalen. I don't think we probably expected to see those kind of prices too often for Vålerenga this season, but I suppose that's a symptom of how they've started. Mjøndalen not made a great start to the season either, but I'm guessing probably wouldn't be touching Vålerenga at that price.
Nah, it's difficult. It's difficult. They just haven't got going into their rhythm yet. I think the one game that they looked as if they were decent was away at Raufoss, where in the first half they played really well. They hit a ton of corners, scored 2, but they ended up only winning 2-1 in that game. In the second half, they looked really poor, and then Raufoss have only got 1 point so far, so maybe that was the easiest game they've played so far this season. It's a game I think they'll win. I think they'll beat Mjøndalen. I think they'll win every week because they've got a far better squad than everyone else in the league. But yeah, it's not proved that way so far. I think the best thing to do is get on the corners, over 10.5 corners at 11-10 looks probably like your best bet this weekend in that game.
Yeah. Greg, you mentioned Eggerson being your new favourite team. They're away to Moss this weekend.
Just before that, sorry, you're getting corner match bets in the Vålerenga match. They're 8-15 to win that. So they're -2 is 5-4. So there are some other alternative angles you can
do. Is that one?
That's a bit of thesis five.
Okay.
So 8-15, it's short, obviously, but it's definitely part of an acca or a double. That Vålerenga, I think they'll win that corner count handsomely on Sunday.
Yeah. Okay. Thoughts on
Eggerson? That's your question, sorry. Thoughts on Eggerson. What a start.
17-10 to be winning at most.
Yeah, I think the bookies are still being a bit kind and underestimating Eggerson so far. Obviously, they're conceding lots of goals, but they are scoring lots of goals. Moss have had an okay start to the season as well. So I was surprised to see them as big as 17-10 to win this, given how they started the season so far. I probably fancy Matt's goals in this match, to be fair, at 1-2. But in terms of a single, again, you need to double that up with something. I could be a prime candidate to double up with Vålerenga corners, to be fair, across the 2 days.
We should mention.
But after.
Sorry, I was just going to say David Eggerson's of they'll be playing Hamkam in the last 16 of the Norwegian Cup, so they will definitely fancy their chances of getting into the quarterfinals.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Hamkam obviously started really poorly this season, so yeah, Eggerson, it's exciting for them. They obviously came up, they won the other league from Levanger, so there's obviously the second division split into two, so they won the first section and Levanger won the second section. So yeah, obviously a really good start to the season for them, and Hamkam haven't looked great. So yeah, a definite chance for them to have a cut run.
Yeah, one worth looking out for. Sorry, Greg.
No, just saying, obviously, scoring goals, conceding goals, I think they're 3 games so far. They've won 4-3, drawn 3-3, and won 3-1. So hopefully that continues this season and that their matches are laden with goals, scoring plenty, but also conceding. So that'll probably put you off backing them to win matches. But on the team goals front, it's probably quite a nice angle for them to go in.
Yeah.
Not to bat them to win, but bat them to score too.
Yeah, could be the way to go. Anything else catching the eye on an Obersligan, David?
I think I talked about, I don't know, Greg messaged me privately to ask how you say the name Bendik B, or how do you spell it? Because somebody couldn't find it last time. But Bendik B is 2-1 to score any time. He scored the week that I said he would score,
yep.
And he scored again last week. And he scored a hat trick the week before that. So three weeks in a row, he scored 5 goals in the last 3 games. He's still 2-1 to score any time away at Leen Oslo this week. So yeah, I'm still going to have a wee bit on that as well.
Yeah, give us his name again.
Bendik B.
For Ranheim.
Ranheim against Leon Oslo. Yeah, he's the favourite to score, but he is still 2-1 on Bet365, which is still a really good price given his start to the season.
Yeah. Okay, Greg, before we wrap up for the evening, you were talking kind of pre-podcast about how excited you are now to start having a look at some of the even lower leagues in Norway now that we're a few weeks into the season.
Yeah, it's kind of excellent timing because I've been pretty busy the last couple of weekends. I've not had a chance to have a proper look at the plethora of games from Divisions 2 and Divisions 3. So this weekend, I think last weekend, there was some big cricket scores, 6-1, 6-2s, 5-3s, 5-3s. There's 19 games on Sunday, 27 games on Saturday, and there'll be another dozen or so games on the Monday. So this is probably the first weekend I'll have time to look at these games in a bit more detail. Obviously, it depends on what prices we get as well. So it's not something we can share in the podcast. These are games we probably won't get markets from probably until maybe Friday night, probably, I would say. And kind of Saturday night for the Sunday game. So definitely worth being on the channel for. But I think first half goals is definitely going to be an angle. And already, looking through the leagues, there's some real mismatches already. Some sides have played 4, lost 4, -20 goal difference. And at the opposite end of the table, you've got teams that have played 4-1-4 and they've scored 23 goals. So lots of leagues to look at. I think the further down we go, we'll get some really good opportunities. But yeah, I think first half goals is going to be a popular one, and match goals as well on the Asian line. So we'll have loads of those over the coming weeks and months.
Yeah, as you say, there's a lot to get through week on week because there's so many games. But yeah, maybe get a chance to do that this weekend.
Yes, the first weekend we'll be doing that, and it'll get easier as the weeks go on, and we'll know which teams to be looking for.
Yeah. Okay, let's have a wee recap of our bets this weekend then, starting with yourself, Craig.
Yes, just one bet at the moment. David's well and truly taught me into his bet from the Obersligan, which I'll let him talk about. But for me at the moment, just one bet so far, and that is Bran to hit over 2.5 corners in each half, and that pays 75.
Yep, and David?
Yeah, I'll stick with the Bran game. Over 10.5 on the Asian match corners is 1.9. Back to Saturday, Rosenborg versus Glimt, Bode Glimt over 3.0 on the Asian goal line, that pays 2.075. And in the Obersligan on Saturday as well, 3 o'clock kickoff. I think that's actually two o'clock kickoff in the UK. Stabæk to win away at Olasana, and that is 2.1 on Bet365.
Yeah, that Stabæk one looks like a good addition to any ACCA this weekend that people are putting on. Okay, that's us for this week's podcast. Thanks very much for listening. Don't forget you can follow Greg on Twitter at Browning84Greg, where you can find all the details on how to join his private betting channel. And of course, David's new Twitter handle, if you're not already following him on Twitter, is DW in Norway. That's us for this week. We'll be back next week. Thanks very much for listening and best of luck with your bets this weekend.
Cheers, guys. Good luck.
Cheers, guys. Have a good one.